I'll tell you what happened. Number one, you can't marry into a wealthy family. Now, I'm not an ultra wealthy family, because they're always going to look at you as the guy that's supposed to be holding the piss bucket. Well, if you're not willing to hold the piss bucket, it ain't going to work. And then she got convinced in her crazy head that I had sex with this girl in Columbus, Ohio, and I did, and I'll tell you why. When you enter into a monogamous relationship with somebody, you usually do it at a point in the relationship when you're having a lot of sex. So you're willing to sign the papers. I'll only have sex with you ever, 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 ever. Fucking ever. Well, if that person, for whatever reason, suddenly stops having sex altogether, why, you find yourself in quite a pickle. I'm a pretty good dog, but if you don't pet me every once in a while, it's hard to keep me under the porch. I'm not as flexible as a real dog. I'll tell you what happened, too. I was in Columbus, Ohio. I had been laid in 3 months. 3 months. You can't go 3 months without having sex with me. I'll go have sex with somebody else. I know. I've seen me do it. I did a show one night. I came off stage. It was a gorgeous woman, maybe 35 or 40 years old. Gorgeous. Long black dress, slit up the side. She goes, I thought you were hilarious. I want to buy you a drink. I'm like, I can't do that. I'm married. She goes, I didn't ask if you want to have sex, big boy. I asked if you want to have a drink at my place. All right. Because I thought you were hilarious. Well, you know that little guy that sits on your shoulder that reminds you of your prior commitments and your moral fortitude? I didn't hear a peep out of that guy. He hadn't been laid in 3 months either. He was speechless for like 20 minutes. And he was like, suck her titty. Like, I was gonna. As soon as the whole thing's over, he's back at his post. That was wrong, mister. I'm like, hey, 20 minutes ago, you were beating off on my shoulder, monkey boy. I fucking hate him, man. He smokes pot. He burned a hole in my other jacket. Right before the show.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I've never put gum into my vagina to know if saliva works differently than
stomach.
Oh, I spell an experiment.
All right. But if we're going to make it a fair experiment, we're going to need to get
we'll need to get
several different types, like the ones that get hard really fast and the ones that you could chew for a long time.
Here we go. You know what? Okay, all three of us, let's do something different. Like you, Sherry, Mitch, you guys do one type. Me and Kelly will do another type, and then you guys do another type.
Fine, but I call Bubblicious.
Oh, Bubblicious.
I go with bubble tape.
Bubble tape?
Somebody has
Holy crap, what are you, Amish?
Dude, how great was bubble tape?
Both of it was fucking the shit, though. I agree.
It was the
shit. I don't want to put Big Red up there. That's just like a little...
I right? told Sherry that's what I'm giving her.
Because that kind of burns your mouth a little bit.
Big Red is already what Mitch calls his penis.
Check out Dutch Royce Live, Tuesdays 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really?
You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
But yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You are you stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Now, Dad, this is a very sensitive subject.
Want to kick in, Marie? Come on. Just you don't like this? Marie?
Yeah.
Welcome to We Are Better Than You, featuring Dutch, Royce, Marie, and Mitch, sir. What?
He's gone. He's
you kind of left?
He's not even in this room anymore.
Okay.
He's come back.
I'm sure you picked a good song. I don't get it, though.
You don't remember Just Two of Us by... Will Smith?
I feel like he did that on purpose.
I looked at my little son, Jaden, today.
Did you? Really?
Thought, you know what? Will Smith was singing about you too, Jaden, not just me. Remember this?
Yeah.
This was a huge hit back in the day. When did this album come out? I think it was like 97? I want to say 97.
Wow, over 10 years ago. Good for him.
Way over that.
Yeah, I can only speak in round numbers.
If you guys want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780. Tell us your favorite Will Smith song from that album.
Just why?
Getting Jiggy With It?
Yes.
Jump On It?
No, it was actually the album was Big Willie Style. Remember that? That was actually the third album I ever bought in my lifetime. Second.
What was the first?
Joshua Tree by U2, because I wanted to be cool with my older brother Jake.
My first CD was a Desperado soundtrack.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Why? Did you think you were a cowboy?
Oh, soundtracks used to be hot sellers back in the day.
I was a big fan of Wild Wild West.
I love that movie so much. I grew up, that was basically what raised me as a child.
Antonio Banderas raised you as a child.
Yeah.
I would think you'd have a better Spanish accent then.
And Sylvester Stallone. And
that's what ruined it.
There it is. That's the problem.
Oh, we have a caller already.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hi, caller. Hello,
hey,
caller.
Man.
Hey, what's up? What is your favorite Will Smith song?
What is my favorite what?
Will Smith song.
Oh, I mean, the one he did his whole show on. I mean, you know what I mean? His whole being famous for being on TV.
The theme, the theme, there it is.
There you go.
We
figured it out finally.
He got to it.
So, what's your name? Where are you from?
No, I'm not telling you.
Well, you call
Lyle,
stupid.
Colorado.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Lyle, do you actually live in Colorado?
Yeah.
What part?
There's a town called Buena Vista, smack dab in the middle of the state.
Does it have good
you're
views?
You're up in the mountains.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, when's the next time you're coming to the Springs, man? Let's go get a beer.
Oh, man, you know, I'm. Here's the thing. I was trying to find you this weekend.
Well, I don't. It's a little creepy, but no, like, do you get to the Springs that often? I'm not joking. I like to hang out with listeners. Like, what are you doing? Not this weekend, but next.
Does it involve condoms?
Yes.
King dongs and some anal lube. I'm in. Yes. I'll be for you there wherever you want me.
Okay. All right, Lyle, do you got anything else, or are you just The Fresh Prince is your favorite song by Will Smith?
No, I just want to say I love you guys, man.
Thank you, Lyle. What's the brony life doing these days?
Feeling the love. Not the right person. Him. Not the same guy.
Oh, okay. Lyle, yeah. Opinions of bronies. Go.
And gone. Oh.
Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome.
954-573-2780.
Yeah, I don't like him a lot. I don't like him that much.
I love him.
I really don't.
Woo! I think so, right now. So Dutch. didn't you have a story for us this weekend? A nice story?
Yes, actually I did. Okay, so my sister Rachel, she throws every year. There's this like massive Halloween party that she has at her house, and all of her friends.
Oh, bro! You know, what'd be a cool name, Halloweeny roast.
I'm gonna leave.
Ross, Joey, and Chandler totally ruined it.
Anyways, Sarah, she had it. So
remember,
so
everyone, Friends?
She always had. Oh my God. So you guys remember, like, there's always some kind of weirdness that happens.
I had the Rachel haircut in 1998.
Stop. Dutch doesn't like Friends. Sorry, Dutch. Go ahead. I apologize.
No, all my sisters love Friends, and I'm sure if any of them are listening right now, they'd love your references.
Go ahead. I don't have friends.
Yeah. Not you. But anyways,
this hand is your hand. This hand is my hand. No, wait, it's your hand. No, wait, it's all right. That's for any Friends fans out there, guys. Probably listening to Semisonic right now.
I'm just going
to
wait until
I'm done. I'm done. I've only watched like 2 episodes.
Okay. Anyways, you guys remember a couple of years ago when my brother Aaron and I got into a fight with those guys who stole the iPods?
Steve Jobs?
You got into a fight with Steve Jobs?
Well, no, the guys who were at the party, and there was like a whole like
Steve Jobs is at your party?
The music that was going on.
Why don't you tell me you were hanging out with Steve Jobs?
People would just plug their iPods into the sound system, and people would just rotate songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember. Someone got mad at the music or some shit, right?
Right. So after my brother decided to dislocate a guy's arm.
Yeah, I remember this story.
I punched another guy in the face, and there was a whole big ordeal. After that,
you were going to say to do. You were going to say to do. You might as well just say it now.
No. What I was going to say was to do. That
hoopla.
Hullabaloo. Sorry, Dutch. Go ahead.
I'll wait.
Sorry, Dutch. We're not even mad at you, Dutch. We're acting out because, well, you know why. Go ahead.
I know why you're acting right now. And
I'll stop.
Right,
I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. You know, like when people betray you, it's fine. No, my sister had me DJ the party. So it was a whole, like, you know, big old party of all her friends, my friends, everybody's collective friends, and, like, you know, 3 people removed from them or whatever. So she had me DJ the party, and like, and I was set up in the garage, and it was like a really like a long
garage. Yeah, were you French?
Well, dude, no, it's like it's hard to explain the way the house is set up, but
is in the living room.
This garage
is so weird. Like the car's in front of the TV.
Let's just say I had a lot of room to work with, but right. It was kind of soundproof, so I could get really loud, and this whole elaborate light setup that my sister got together. It was actually really fun, and if you were to go to it, you'd be like, wow, this is like a really well-put-together Halloween party.
Right.
So we had, you know, the majority, say the average age of everybody there was right about like 27.
I want to give you a kudos, by the way, for your costume.
Right. Okay. So yeah, the costume. Kelly and I went as Dexter with the Henley shirt with the black gloves and
his kill
apron.
Shirt. Yeah.
It basically his kill outfit. And Kelly went Saran wrapped up as one of the victims. So she basically was nude, Saran wrapped up with like a stab wound in the center. Like,
yeah, that was awesome. That was really good. By the way, really good.
Posted.
Okay, there it is. Okay, there it is.
You whore.
There's the I am there. A whore for posting it before you.
No, Dutch is the whore.
Oh.
What, because I grabbed her boob?
No, because look at you. Look at you.
Titties.
Like, there's four different pictures of this. Wow, okay. Never mind. Anyways, so.
Fantastic. It really was a lot really of fun. Good costume.
So, you know, as every house party goes, you will have random people who will show up who are friend of a friend and all that kind of nonsense. Well, my brother Chris was at the party, and you got Hot Dutch number two. You guys remember him?
Yeah.
He was at the party, well, and Hot Dutch number one, you're number two. He's hotter than you.
Hot Dutch, check and see. What? His name is Christopher, and he's younger than he.
I don't like this.
Come on, baby, can you do more than dance?
Anyway, so he had a lot of his...
Hot Dutch, yeah. He's Hot Dutch, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of friends that weren't that of age started to show up.
Wait, how? Under 18 or under 21?
Well,
oh,
yeah. Under 21. Well, I was going to try and like make a joke that they were all under 25 and not under 21. But yeah, there were a lot of them that were under 21 there.
I'm not 21.
Okay. Not a lot, but the, you know, let's just say about, like, I don't know.
It's skewed more like a freshman junior college party.
Sort of. I mean, there was about seven or eight people there who were underage. Everybody else was way overage. So it wasn't...
It bounces out. It's like karma.
It wasn't a problem, but the problem was is that my sister got a lot of alcohol for this party. Like, she got a keg, she got a whole fridge full of beer, about 14,000 bottles of alcohol.
Did she get kegnog?
No, that's just it. Nobody touched the keg. That was the thing, is because there was so much hard alcohol, nobody even tapped the keg at that point. Like, there was just... One way or another is that... So a bunch of these random people started showing up that nobody knew, and
just to get free booze, right?
Essentially, because you know how it is, like when a party's really good, and like, dude, believe me, it was fun. The people were dancing, people were all, because it's a pretty expansive house, so people were able to go somewhere if they wanted to talk or if they wanted to come out to the garage area, which is essentially heated and soundproof. They could come out there and dance, and it was fun. Like, you know. The whole party was great up until a couple of Chris's friends showed up.
Whoa.
Were you DJing in touch?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you mentioned. Sorry, I must have missed it. Go ahead.
No, I said earlier, yeah, I was DJing the whole party. I had the whole garage set up nice.
Okay. And
there's a picture. Thank you, Mitchell.
Okay, there you go. Thank you.
I'm very fast.
Yes. So these people show up and, they're starting to make like creepy, they start getting more and more drunk and they're making like creepy, like comments towards people. I saw them hit on Kelly at one point, but I didn't care. Like I actually kind of like it when people hit on Kelly because I don't know. There's something weird about like people not realizing that that's my girlfriend. They're just like, oh, who's the nude girl with the bloody center?
And that's not even Halloween parties. That's a normal party. That's how they
normal.
Dress.
She normally is bleeding out of her center.
It's
she
weird.
From that.
It's weird. It's weird.
So anyways, it gets to the point where my sister's like, okay, these people are creeping me out. And I'm like, okay, I'll handle it. So I walk up to these two guys who were the major problems. And I put my hands on their shoulder. I'm like, hey, guys.
Hey, come at me, bro.
No, I look at them. I'm like, hey, who do you guys know at this party? And I said it in that tone. And the one guy, the Hispanic guy, who was the little more sober than the other white biker guy, was like, oh, we know this girl, that girl, and they know Chris. I'm like, oh, they know Chris, but you don't know Chris, do you? And they're like, well, I'm like, okay. And then I patted them on the shoulders and I walked away. Figuring the uncomfortableness of that would be enough to let them know, hey, leave the party, which they did for about 45 minutes. They come back. Now, about this time, it's about, I want to say, close to 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, at this point, my girlfriend had been drinking a lot.
Right.
And as you guys know, she's pretty Irish. So she wanted to do an Irish exit, which means leave without telling anybody that you're going. But I have all my DJ equipment set up there, like I said earlier. So she starts getting mad at me
Because I was like, hey, we can't leave. Like, you know, just we can't leave. I have to get. We should just go home. We need to go home right now. I'm like, no, here, I'll take you back to one of the rooms that are back here. You know, you can pass out over here. Oh, so you're making the plans for me now. No, Kelly, I'm not making plans for you. Oh, so it's all about you making plans. She's a drunken mess at this point. So I'm having to deal with her. So it's about 15, 20 minutes that I'm having to argue with her. And then I finally am able to get her to lay down and go to sleep in one of the back rooms, right? As I'm walking back out, someone's running up to me. Annalise is one of Rachel's friends. She said, hey, by the way, someone's fucking with your equipment.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, douchebag biker guy that I was talking about earlier didn't like the auto playlist because, like, I had to leave and I put everything on autopilot on my playlist system just to, like, okay, this song, that song. So he goes over, starts fucking with everything, and then shuts everything off. No music, no nothing, because no. It's dummy. So I come over, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here, because I'm walking over as he's walking away from the booth. I'm like, get the fuck out of this goddamn party, you piece of shit. So to mind you, Rachel's boyfriend, this guy named Paul, he's about, I don't know, 6'3", about 280 pounds. Like, he's a biker, like a legit, like, Harley biker right. guy. And he has like two of his biker friends there. They hear me getting into a squabble with this guy and they're like right around the corner. They come out. I could see the guy kind of like sulk back and go, oh, I'm going to get my ass kicked. And I'm like, get your shit and get the fuck out and get your shitty twink friends out of here too.
Dolly so, in the chat room says, you don't want to piss Dexter off. He'll stab you.
Exactly. So it basically, that was the only drama that happened that particular part of the night. Aside from that, and then this weird interaction, I just remember this. My friend Jay, who I haven't seen in over 5 years.
You could call me Jay.
Showed up to the party, and the first thing he did to me was walk up and go, here you go, buddy, and gave me a pill of ecstasy.
All right. I like Jay.
Did you take it?
No,
I mean, have it. Save it for later.
I know. I think.
Can I have it?
You can have it. I'll give it to you.
You didn't drop.
That'll be my wedding present to you.
No, I want a better one. I don't want that shit ass wedding present.
I'm giving you my DJ services for free. Shut up.
Good.
You want another present on top of that?
No.
You know, Hitman.
Speaking of weddings, apparently you guys had a little.
Oh, good transition.
See? Hey.
Whoa.
Green. So, hold on. My weekend, I just wanted to get that out of the way before I heard you about you guys this weekend. So, please tell me what happened, because this isn't, we're not blowing anyone's spot up. This was on
Facebook. No, this is on Facebook.
It's on Facebook, so.
It's public.
People have already liked the comment and liked the status update, so it's fair knowledge now that Ryan, Royce's little brother, is now officially married.
What?
Yay!
But here's the thing, guys, because we never announced it on the air. Not to Katie, who he was dating
again. What?
A long time. So, Marie, would you care to explain?
I mean, I'll.
Wait, Katie doesn't know.
I mean, no. Okay, Katie knows.
I mean,
what?
I mean, she knew as of Friday that it was happening Saturday.
So, well, at least you had the foresight to, like, let her know ahead of time. That's good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she kind of told my parents, and they were pissed.
Because the parents didn't know until Friday. And it was happening.
It was like
Saturday.
A surprise for them, though. A good surprise.
Was it a good surprise?
No. They weren't pleased.
Were they like, oh my God, this is awesome?
I mean, oh my God may have been said.
But it wasn't in that tone, and was awesome.
Oh, okay.
I mean, okay, so.
Put it to you this way. I think it's going to be an awkward Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
So like a year ago, right?
Because you know old man Lopez, one thing he is,
he's level-headed.
Yep.
So,
he's the most level-headed, you know, normal guy I've met.
You'll ever see.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So like, you know, Ryan broke up with his girlfriend, Katie, a year ago.
Right.
And he started seeing this girl. And I think they were officially dating like 6 months. And they decided to elope.
Right.
Over the weekend. And we had 10 days notice.
10 days notice that they were getting married.
And we were to not say things.
We were not allowed to say anything to
not
anybody.
Not to say things. But we attended.
How did that make you feel?
Well, if shut the fuck up, Dutch. Go ahead.
I asked you a question.
If anyone knows anything about Royce and me, we're not good at holding things in. Ever.
Right.
Not even, so, like,
it was a hard thing.
Like, if I didn't like the color shirt you were wearing, I would slap you in your face and call you a dick. This on a scale has given Royce and me several panic attacks and a roller coaster of emotions. But yeah, so we drove up to Savannah. It happened.
Oh, the wedding was in Savannah.
It was in Tybee Georgia. Island. It was on the beach. It was a very small wedding. Some of her family was there, and we and Royce's sister, and Royce's sister's friend, who just accompanied us for moral support, which I'm so glad she did.
Right.
We went up with a dog. We rented a beach condo that was dog friendly, and drove up Friday.
How did Yuki take it? That's what I want to know.
Yuki had a ball. Our dog.
She was with us. She hung out. Had a great time.
As long as Yuki liked the wedding, that's all that matters.
Yuki didn't care. Yuki's having a... At one point, I believe I said, God, I wish I was a dog. God, I wish I was a dog.
Because she's just like, this is awesome. Did you guys see the sand over there? I got to pee in it. That's the dog. Dog's cool. But yeah, we drove up Friday and...
The good news is the...
Met everybody Friday for the first time. Ever. All of them at once.
Ever.
You haven't met his lovely bride until...
I had never met. We had not met her.
She had been on Hippo Juice once.
Right.
As a guest appearance. So we had heard her. But we had never really known her until the night before her nuptials.
Okay.
And she has two kids. One's a baby.
Both with Ryan, right?
No. And one is 6 or 7, something along those lines. So we got to meet them and the mom and dad and the brother. They were all there. And we were present.
Okay.
And accounted for.
Time.
We were present and accounted for.
And we witnessed it. We didn't have to sign anything. We weren't in most of the photos.
Now, in the photos, though, where did you have to stand?
Well, we were just on the beach. We just picked a spot. We were probably about 6 to 10 feet behind them.
But did you know where you had to stand?
Well, we knew. We knew where we needed to stand. However, the...
Someone else didn't know where to stand?
The six-year-old, the little adorable six-year-old daughter of the mom.
She knew where to stand.
She did not.
Where I stand.
Oh, she didn't know where to stand.
She didn't know where she should stand.
Where I stand.
And,
where I stand.
And,
where
you know, it was a long beach.
Where is that?
It was a really long beach, and Leah where had to walk
there's
the whole beach.
There's a lot of standing space in a long beach, right?
Yes, and Leah, you know, had a long walk, and they were just getting anxious about, you know, where they should stand.
Where do I stand?
And so the little girl wasn't getting the answer that she needed.
It's fine, you know.
I mean, she asked the mother and the father and Ryan. And the brother, possibly
that's the
baby.
Wait, so
the
father
of
the daughter of that's not Ryan's was there?
Where's Dan?
Ryan's wife's dad was there. He was actually performing the
erections.
Ceremony.
Oh, okay.
He performed.
Now, were the fathers or the father of
Fawers
kids there?
No.
No.
I know what he meant, and no.
So, needless to say... Where do I stand became the question of the entire weekend.
Mitch.
And, of course, we told Mitch 10 minutes before the show, and he's already begun memes.
Actually, Sherry did those.
Okay, Sherry did them. And to explain why it's Beauty and the Beast style, where do I stand? The little girl wanted to wear her Belle Disney outfit.
I stand where I stand. Let your service be the same.
The little girl wanted to wear her Belle outfit, and so she was allowed to. So she was a little Belle asking.
She looked adorable, by the way. I've seen the pictures.
Yes.
She's adorable. Absolutely.
Very cute.
She's, yes. Yeah, she looks like she a cute kid.
She is. No, she is.
Gets confused as to where
very,
to stand.
Very, very cute.
Where do
absolutely.
I stand? Where do I stand?
The good thing about it is the pre-wedding rehearsal thing was at a pirate restaurant.
Well, it wasn't a pre-wedding rehearsal thing as much as breakfast. Just lunch.
Lunch, yeah. And then the good thing after the wedding, we had dinner at a pirate bar.
Pirate house.
The pirate house.
Pirate house. We upgraded.
Pirate-themed.
House.
Restaurant.
Old.
House.
Very.
And we were sitting there.
A few booty jokes
And there
were
was a fat
there.
Lady dressed like a
tell me somebody talked in
hold
in
on, pirate. Let me explain. Well, I'm about to explain that to you. There was somebody walking around dressed as a pirate, you know, doing the voice and, you know, going to all the tables. And she was like this really, really fat lady. You're like, oh, mateys, and walking. And she came to walk to our table, and I had my back against, you know, my back was where against the wall. And I looked at her first, and she came over smiling, and I gave her, that's probably the worst look you give a human being. Like, if you come over here, I'll kill you and your entire family. And she turned around and walked away. We never saw her again.
She may have left the building.
I think she quit her job because I was so angry.
You like, gave her a Royce look?
I was like, I just do not feel right like, now like dealing with a pirate.
There was no amount of patience to be had at the table we were at where anybody dressed up as anything would come over and try to interact with
See,
us.
See, now, hold on a second. I'm confused. Why wouldn't you have patience with people dressed up like pirates? This is a happy day.
Well, at that particular moment, we were seated at a round table where it should have been possibly for seven, and we were nine.
Hey, Dutch. So
okay,
Dutch,
so you're crowded.
Hold on.
It wasn't our problem.
Technical question. Seriously, where do I stand?
I where do you stand?
Oh, I'm sorry. Just tell me in Skype where I stand. Sorry, Grammarie.
So we were seated at a table too small, and the waitress asked if we should move to the larger
table. Or if we
table.
Should stand and where.
Correct. But she, for some reason.
By the
reason,
way, this is happening at your wedding now.
Oh, yes. I hope so.
For some reason.
Oh, my God. That's all I'm doing.
For some reason, she was very insistent that we move tables. We were unclear why, but we were all really lazy and annoyed and didn't want to get up in the first place. So we're like, no, we'll just stay here. So
now, why were you annoyed?
No reason.
Okay.
And.
I just, you know, just trying to help the audience out.
I mean.
Where is Dan?
So we were already, you know, scrunched together closely after we were pretty sure that our waitress was going to start spitting in our food for whatever reason. I think her manager was around and was telling her to move us. And
he was telling her to spit in our food.
And we didn't want to move. So anyways, then the pirate lady came over and we're like, no, 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 no.
We had no patience for the pirate lady.
No.
So yeah, Ryan's married.
Yes.
Yay!
Absolutely.
So tune in tomorrow night to hear
her name all is that. Her name is Leia Lopez.
Leah
Left Leah. Eye Lopez.
Leah
Left Eye Lopez.
Well, I the left eye I gave her because it sounds cool.
And look forward to sneakers burning in
Ryan's
bathtubs.
Yes.
Yes.
In the near future.
Yes. Oh Jesus! Look at the picture that Hammy posted.
Jesus Christ.
Heather, Hyde is about a piece of shit.
I have one story that I would like to share.
Woo!
Before we move on, one weekend story. We'll save a lot of weekend stories.
Yeah, was this the lovely romantic wedding that you supported 100% story, or what was it?
Well, we were there, but this is pre-wedding story. Like, first interaction, we just arrived and we're settling into our little spaces and everything and just, you know, getting to know each other, drinking some beers. And like I said, it was Royce, me, Renee, Royce's little sister, and Renee's friend Megan, who was just happened to be with us, you know, when Renee was in town, so she was able to drive
because
up with
the
us.
Thing, remember, we got 10 days notice, so basically whoever was in the Orlando house just came along.
We just went. Right. And Renee's friend Megan is black. This is important.
Oh,
to the
this
story.
Is a good story. Oh, I like this story.
It's important to the story that you know Megan is black. Not for any racist reasons. It's just it's crucial
to the story.
To this story.
Okay.
That
all
you
right.
recognize.
Jesus Christ, don't stop selling it. I get it.
All right.
Black.
So we are a few beers in. Leah's a half a bottle of wine.
Now remember,
in.
We've never met this person in her life.
She's never met anybody, including Megan. Megan is like a total stranger to her. Doesn't know her. Yeah. we were joking around, so and Leah. Leah.
Whoops. Sorry.
What? Leah made some sort of joke where she wanted to end it by saying, my nigga. She started going, my nigga. Stopped. Looked at Megan.
Right in her eyes.
Right dead in her eyes. And ended it.
Megan then texted Renee.
Megan
and goes,
immediately texted Renee, her friend, and goes, did she just say my nig and then not follow through after staring at me?
And then we talked to Megan afterwards. She's like, I would rather have her say because at least you're committed. But when you stop halfway, it's like now you're a coward. So like, make up your mind.
Why did she text it? Why did she yell that at her right then and there?
Megan's pretty quiet. She's new. She doesn't want to ruffle any feathers. She pretty much just knows Renee. But Megan told us in the car the next day, and we could not stop laughing. And we were just hoping for... It didn't happen, but we were planning. Like, we made a car pact. We're like, if anything else happens, where anything of race comes across, we are just going to act offended and walk out of the room. Be like, come on, Megan. Let's go.
You don't have to put up with this bigotry. I thought this ended in the 60s.
Just completely mess with her and be like,
Hippo juice, nigga.
We are all about black rights. Yeah. All about it. We didn't get the opportunity, though, but that gave us a good belly laugh. Who does that? Who obviously stops?
Was that my dick? Or not? Your sister's out of her mind, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Renee had some good zingers the whole weekend. She was making us laugh.
Oh, Renee's hilarious. I love her.
She was in full force. Renee was my saving grace.
I would love to have her on for this break. Or actually, see if she can't get on tomorrow when Ryan talks about the actual wedding.
She may be heading on her way home tomorrow. She really does need to get home.
Wait, is she with you guys right now or no?
She is upstairs, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Okay, I could see about getting her down. Let me text her.
But yeah, I mean, it was an interesting weekend, and we'll save stories, you know, for Ryan to tell. We wanted to tell some of our own like individual like little stories, you know,
right?
Like what we observed that maybe he didn't observe.
Yeah, but like, guys, seriously, where do I stand?
Where do I stand?
I want to get hold on because like, okay, this has nothing to do with the wedding. I just want to hear why she stopped herself halfway through.
Because we realized this a few times.
Could you please? I think it's worth it. I think someone should run upstairs and grab her real quick and have her come down.
You could tell that she didn't know where the boundaries were with the new people. Like,
right.
Obviously, saying my nigga is in her everyday vocabulary. Because she
probably
was ready
says
for
it around
it.
A friend all the time.
She was ready for it, which is disturbing in its own right. Why you would say my nigga in normal everyday conversation.
Oh, I say it all the time because I have black brothers.
So. Well, exactly. I say it all the time, too.
But I don't say nigga. I actually use the ER, and it's more fun that way.
I say these niggas are bringing down my property value.
That's not how we meant. We meant like joking, Mitch. Not literally
like,
saying that.
You
want
to say it like I literally, my brother.
I refer to my brother Adam or Nathan or Jordan or any of these guys. I'm just like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm not joking. Like, this is something that I say all the time. Ask anybody in my family. I think we all do. It's fun. It's so freeing.
It is. But she obviously didn't feel free. She felt like the new person, and she's like, I may be a little inebriated, and I don't know if I'm going to offend this new person on the night before my wedding.
Exactly.
And I'm going to stop myself short because I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. Well,
wait, hold on. Renee said this or Leah said this?
No, I'm imagining what was going through Leah's head.
Oh.
Because why on earth would you stop a my nigga? And
wait,
then stare at
Leah
the black
said this
person.
Or Renee said this?
No, okay.
Leah.
Leah said my nigga.
Whoa,
or
okay.
Wanted to
I
say.
I missed this entirely. Wow, okay. This makes it way worse.
Leah was going to say my nigga. She stopped at the nuh, stopped dead, stared at Megan, who she didn't know, who met for the first time today, and just stopped. Megan deadlocked in Leah as she's going to say nigga and stopped.
Bam! Hit them little niggas with a freeze pop.
Texted her only friend, Renee, in the room and said, did she just do what I saw she just did?
Okay, that okay. Now makes it. I apologize. When you said Leah, I thought it was Renee. Tech. Okay, never mind.
No.
That makes sense.
Renee and Megan are cool. They can do that shit. And if anybody knows Megan, she doesn't get bothered by little things.
Oh
like
my God, this is so much more awkward now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Exactly. So we wanted to make it more awkward for her. Unfortunately, we didn't have very many opportunities. But we made That's a car hilarious. Pact. We made a car pact. And if it happens again, we all know what we're going to do. We all know.
No, I've told you guys the stories over the years. Like, I've had no problem saying that around black. Like, I've told you guys this. Like, of course I have. Like, I used to have a couple of buddies from the basketball team from when I was in college who, for whatever reason, were my friends. And for they just liked hanging out and smoking with me because when I got a high, I was good at rapping.
Of course. Can we hear you rap?
No, I'm terrible at rapping.
He's not high right now.
Exactly.
You got some ecstasy. You probably take that.
Oh, take the ecstasy and rap for us.
Oh, you could do that.
Well, no. I think I did. I think I actually hacked. One of the times I completely stole off another person's rap, but it wasn't even like a rap that they would
Eminem?
Ever hear. It's like a ska thing. You know, like ska would do like the rapping type of thing. So I took a rhyme sequence from a ska band and put that into a rap thing. And for whatever reason, that got me credit.
I bet that sounded really good.
It probably sounded terrible.
Oh, it sounded great.
Was it to
terrible.
The beat of Really Big Fish?
No.
Oh, Cherry Poppin' Daddies?
That's swing.
Less I don't know. Jake. Less more than Phil?
Here's the thing, though, is that like these guys, for whatever reason, like me, and
no one knows.
Remember,
why.
Like we had like designated smoking areas, and Ronnie, who was one of the forwards on the team, him and I always used to hang out, and he would come into the smoke circle, and it was such a small college that wasn't a whole lot of smokers, like in the college, so it was usually a pretty small group of people that would hang out, so everybody would sit around and talk and do whatever.
Hey.
And hey. What?
But where do they stand?
Did they stand?
Where do they stand?
Where do they stand? Did
where
they
do stand? I stand? Where do I stand? I don't know.
Go on. I guess we'll never figure it out.
Where do I stand?
He asked me, "Do you have any menthol cigarettes?" And I was like,
"No, I'm not."
No, I'm not joking. This is literally how I said it, and I had confidence with it because him and I were buddies. I was like, "Do I look like I smoke Nicorette cigarettes to you?"
That's
and he started laughing, and every other white person in the circle like just got like they just froze and like looked at me and went, "Holy shit!" And then Jesse Erb, one of the other basketball guys, who's a white guy, who's like, "Are you gonna let him talk to you like that?" And Ronnie just kept laughing, going like, "Dude, do you not see how that was funny? What he just said?" And then that kind of gave me cred throughout the rest of the year college years. It's fun. I love. Making fun of black people to their faces. It's awesome.
Renee came downstairs. Hold on. We could talk.
Renee!
She's coming. She's grabbing a chair. She's coming now.
She best grab a chair.
So, Renee, you better grab a chair because I don't want to tell you where do you stand.
Where do I stand?
Where do you stand? You don't want to stand. Grab a chair so you don't have to
stand. Stand.
Where's she going to stand? Where are you going to stand?
Where do I stand?
No.
Is she going to have somewhere to stand?
Where do I stand? No. We have only told the story that Megan told us.
Yeah, we did tell that story.
But we wanted your
part. We wanted your part of the Megan story, which is fantastic. By the way, BT Dubs. Here, let me unmute your mic here. Just grab those headphones. All right.
Hi, Renee. Miss you.
Dutch says he missed. Okay, just put the headphones on now. Go ahead, talk.
I miss you, Renee.
So we wanted you to say... From your perspective, what Megan's text was to you?
Well, not that so much. Like, what happened? Okay, what was the context of what Leah was saying, and why would she feel this need to say nigger in the middle of what she was saying?
Because they were playing some song on a radio, a G-Box. That's a thing, and.
That is a thing.
It's a thing.
It was used in the wedding.
It was used in the wedding.
We now, made fun of it not knowing.
Oh, yeah. This little G-Box, basically what it is it's one of those speakers that you sync Bluetooth with your iPhone, and it'll play the music. And actually, they were using that to play the music while Leah was walking down the beach.
Leah.
But Leah was walking on the beach, but before she came down, Ryan, apparently the song he was playing before was California Love. So that started playing really, really loud. Sorry, go ahead, Renee.
To make it worse.
Who needs a professional Dutch when you have a G, or a professional DJ when you have a G box?
Yeah, the G box.
Professional Dutch, I like that.
So they were playing some song on there. Royce walked in and he turned it down. And she's like, "Don't you ever touch a man's radio, Nick." And just turned around and looked at Megan and stopped and turned right back around. And the text that I got, I didn't see it, but I heard it. And the text that I got is, "Did she really just say Nick and stop?" And I didn't even get a chance to reply. And the next text was, "Just fucking commit. Just commit already. You did it. Commit."
She's the most patient person I've ever met, but that made me laugh hard because I know that that really bothered her.
Megan is the most non-offended person in the world, but it is one thing. If you're going to say it, just say it. Fucking commit. And she'll always stand by that.
Yeah, that's basically what I was saying as far as like if I had a couple black friends in college and it's like just say it like in a funny way, obviously, and don't even add the A. It's more funny if you just add the ER on purpose just for shock value
for
them.
That's true. And Ryan knows that humor. He did it last week.
They appreciate that a lot more.
It's true. But the best part about it was that like maybe 2 minutes later, after they're just texting each other, they went into text world after that.
Yeah, Megan and Renee were texting.
Then Lee
each
goes,
other.
"Are you guys sitting next to each other and just texting each other?"
And they obviously were, by the way.
Obviously they were just
and they were obviously texting about her, by the way.
And they just go, "Nope."
Nope. And then you hear bring the phone go off again.
And the text message says, "Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're totes are.
Totes talking about totes you. Doing it. Right in front of your face." Seriously, though, commit.
So, yeah, commit. That's because the thing is, Ryan's married.
Is this a song I was playing?
It may have been.
It is.
It may have been the song. So maybe
the next song on his wedding lineup was a song by Dr. Dre. So literally while she was walking down and he was watching her, he had to take his phone out of his pocket and restart the wedding song.
It was very funny.
That's not even a joke.
Very funny.
That's not even a joke.
I mean, it was really planned and
poorly. Many
months ahead of time, right?
It went smoothly, and everything that they imagined was how it happened.
The thing is, like, my dream wedding, instead of releasing doves, I want to release gnats all over my face for fucking 20 minutes.
Are you telling me that there was a lot of gnats there?
Well, I listened to the Jehovah's Witness church ramblings.
I think they actually just bit Royce's head off.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
Gnats
were terrible.
There were so many. Anyways, so that happened.
In the parking lot, Ryan hands me the rings, by the way, to hold. I didn't even know I was doing it. I get out of the car.
Of course you're doing it. You're the best man.
Yeah, I didn't even know I was the best man.
He wasn't deemed
the
best man.
I wasn't asked.
He was emailed.
That's assumed.
He was emailed a semicircle where he was supposed to stand. Obviously, the little girl was not in the same email.
Where I stand.
Because she, know, however, did not know.
Email, like, "Oh, this is where I stand."
Oh, that's where you
found
stand.
It.
I don't, but I'm 5. I don't get emails.
Where do I stand?
Where do I stand?
Where do I stand?
Stand.
Where do I stand?
Where do I stand? Hey, Renee, where do I stand?
So I'm just assuming, Roy, since you were the best man, you and just knowing who you are and how you are, you threw an off the hook bachelor party for Ryan.
I didn't get a chance to because, once again, I had no notice.
And he had no idea where he was going to stand.
I had no idea where to put him to stand.
The bachelor party was us hanging out in the beach house the night before where
you know what's
I had
weird,
three
Dutch?
Beers.
You know what that little girl's favorite movie is? Stand and Deliver.
Wow. Okay.
It's weird for a little girl.
I thought it was The Last Stand.
No. It's Stephen King's The Stand.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. So, So, I mean, we probably should, you know, wait for tomorrow.
Well, I just want to get you guys' reactions to part of that.
Ryan's
Renee, are you super happy? Like I am? Like everybody is?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Are you sick? I think she's getting sick.
Yeah, it's a little cold now. It's, yeah. It is almost
season. We must have caught something in Georgia.
It's almost November.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was unforgettable. Is what it was.
No matter how hard we try.
Everyone wants their wedding to be unforgettable. Exactly. Like, this is a wedding to remember.
Exactly, Mitchell. I love your thought process.
It is a wedding to never forget. The pictures
like
are
9/11.
Oh god.
Okay, that was just a little more overt.
So
I thought you guys had a fun time. Less people's feelings.
I mean, we had a fun road trip there and back, and you know,
the beach house was nice,
and we had snacks and we made sandwiches for our road trip, and we had
what kind of snacks, Marie?
We had lots of chips. And Bugles and trail mix. And,
okay.
And we had...
Ooh, how was the spread at the reception?
Well, it
what
was...
What reception?
It was still a pirate house. still at the same pirate house.
I wasn't invited.
tell them about the fried tomato salad.
The fuck a fried tomato salad?
Hey, come on. We're trying to do a bit here.
So everybody ordered some fried green tomatoes as an appetizer because we're in Georgia, so it's the South. It's what you do. And then these guys want to be healthy
at a pirate house,
and they ordered a salad, and it was just another platter of four fried green tomatoes with a garnish of lettuce on the side,
and
four slices of cucumbers.
Like okay, the other thing was Renee ordered a lobster soup. That she described.
No, it was a fucking lobster soup. It was fucking lobster pudding.
Love lobster.
Lobster anything. Pudding.
It was lobster pudding.
Okay, Renee, stop it. Hold on. I love lobster everything except for pudding. That just sounds terrible.
No,
it was a soup.
Tasted like
it was supposed to be
lobster
soup.
Cornbread pudding.
It was supposed to be soup, but it tasted like pudding.
That's how the pirates like it.
It was called she crab soup.
Okay, well, if it's soup, then fine. But if I were to look at a menu and it said lobster pudding, I'm not ordering
it. It was called she crab soup.
It was a crab.
You said I ordered lobster pudding.
No, it
was
tasted.
That's what it tasted and texturally
okay,
was like.
Listening
I apologize.
Tonight.
I apologize.
Anyways.
Who would order something called lobster pudding?
Apparently you did. It's 30 seconds ago.
She ordered a crab bisque that was more pudding.
By the way, Savannah, Georgia's Hipster Central USA.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Crazy.
Oh, no. I forgot
Dude,
about that part.
We got to eradicate this shit. It's spreading.
There was a lady wearing a ball gown and a woman wearing like a pirate. Or an old-timey butler dress. I don't know what's happening.
I felt more comfortable driving through MLK Boulevard than I did through downtown Savannah next to SCAD. Swear to God. I was like, oh my God, there's so many hipsters. Ah! Ah! Move. Move, hipsters. Shoo. Shoo.
They didn't know where
frightened?
They didn't know where to stand.
Where do I stand? Where do I stand?
Where do I stand here?
Where do I stand?
Where do I stand?
Oh no. We're having more Disney memes in the chat.
Oh no.
Now it's Princess Tiana
and it
going,
says,
Nig, commit! Nice. I am a fan of the Disney
memes. Of course,
it's
the black girl.
Of course. Nick commit.
That's hilarious.
So, in summary, this weekend was a weekend.
Okay.
It sure was
a weekend. Not a joyous, fun.
It was a weekend.
I can describe, because we started out the show with my story about me with the whole DJ thing. I can tell you right now. I had a lot. I think I had more fun DJing this party than I've had any other party I've ever had. We just met people. It went to like 5 in the morning, and I wasn't tired at all. Like, just a ton of people there. So I could say, honestly, I had a lot of fun. So can you guys say that about your weekend?
Where do I stand?
I had a lot of feelings.
And emotions.
Like all of them.
All of the positive
That's
kinds.
Generally good things to hear, right?
Yeah.
Right. Does Ryan listen to the show?
Nope.
Nah, probably not. That would be supportive.
Right. Exactly. Fucking asshole. Been rid of this dick bag for fucking 6 years. Fucking asshole. Your marriage is going to fail and we all know it. Shut up.
Where do I stand?
Man, where do I stand?
I love Ryan.
We
really do love Ryan.
We all do. We all.
I think that's the. Never mind. Nope. Not going to go into it. I almost started into something.
Just relax. Relax.
I did.
No. Right. You see me flexing those.
You see me rolling.
Those guns.
Hey.
Those guns.
Look at these guns.
Look at these guns. Look at Ren and Stimpy right here.
Oh, cool. Boom. I call mine Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead.
Woo!
Boom.
You're both stupid.
No, by the way, Renee, this is your brother's bit. Like, he's been doing it.
I do it around the house.
You don't think he does it?
I do it around the house.
Okay,
good. I haven't launched onto it until just now, and I feel bad that I did.
Yeah. So. I do it around all the
you
time.
You know how many times, and I admit it, he's got me with the retarded, hey, have you bought tickets? And like an asshole. I reply, what tickets? Because he says it with such a concerned face that I believe I should be buying tickets for something.
And I go, of course,
and his reply,
to the gun show, and I flex.
And walks away.
You really just are annoying. You're annoying.
Yes!
Royce is an annoying person.
Yes, he is.
I bought a box of Band-Aids the other day. I really did. And Renee asked what they were for, and I said, because I'm so cut.
Those are really big box of Band-Aids. Like a gigantic box. Like industrial size. So many Band-Aids. Like, who needs that many?
Worth it for the joke.
Too many Band-Aids. I spent $30 on Band-Aids just for a joke. Nobody has a cut and nobody needed a Band-Aid. It was a good deal. We already had Band-Aids. It was a good deal on Band-Aids. No, he was out. A first aid kit. He has a lot of blisters on his feet since he's been exercising.
Yeah.
By the way, did this dumb bit that he's been doing for, apparently he's been torturing you guys a lot longer with it than he has with us. Does this kind of stuff happen on the air or just like completely not anywhere where anyone else is around? Like, do you come up with these things on your own or like just join Oi Marie or?
Sometimes if we come up with something good, we do try to bring it to the show. But
yeah, but sometimes it's just being annoying.
I mean, yeah. He's an idiot.
These things
all
do
day.
Come up on the air, so I don't know if translate. That particular one.
Some
came
things
up on the
don't
air
translate or well on air. For so. The past couple of months, I've been left alone in the house with him all day.
Yeah, well, you say it's a bad. You say like you were like fucking kidnapped.
It's a very bad thing. I feel like
Jesus
I was.
Christ,
kidnapped.
She sounds like the fucking one of the Cleveland kidnapping victims.
I can't claim it.
Would you shut up? Listen, look, because just because I'm naturally funny and I come
he's
up with
abusive.
Clever. And I come up with clever jokes all the time that bring smiles to people's faces doesn't mean you guys have to be mean to me.
I wouldn't agree
about what how fun. You're right, I'm really funny, not just smiles, laughter.
Yeah,
I shouldn't undersell myself. Thanks, Marie.
That's right, don't sell yourself for sex
for a dollar.
For sex.
Well, you could try. I don't know how many takers we get. Well, actually, if
gay
you really
guys,
think the
a lot of them, a
well,
lot.
And the meatpacking texture issue, yeah, because gay guys love you.
Yeah, so I make a lot of money. I make a lot of money.
They can't even lie on that one.
No, I really, I mean, I am a gay king.
That's annoying to me.
You're welcome.
They hate me. And it's like, ugh.
That's what you get. That's what you get,
just
dude.
Look at me for once. That's all I want.
Well, Dutch.
Look at me for me.
Yeah, come on.
They don't even look at me. I told you I had this like about 2 weeks.
I'll
months
tell you
ago.
Right now why they don't like you, because you're a guy still wearing a Hurley shirt. That's why gay guys, that's not in fashion.
Oh, I ran out of laundry.
He's wearing a Hurley shirt.
Me too.
I ran out of laundry. You are
oh
too?
Oh my God, Mitch is also
yes,
wearing a Hurley
high
shirt.
Five.
All right.
Yes.
Really? What are the odds?
I hate both of you.
What are
I
the
bought
odds?
This at a thrift
you're
store.
From the same generation, dude. Yeah. How did you know it was Hurley?
The Hurley generation?
How did I know? Because I saw it.
Boom. Nailed it.
Boom.
Suck it.
That's speaking of like wearing things, so Royce and I both posted pictures of our wedding. Well, actually, I called it my elopement outfit. I was actually bragging about it at work.
Oh, wow.
I was bragging about it at work. I'm like, hey, girls, you want to see my elopement dress and my elopement shoes? I got a new elopement outfit. But Royce also got an elopement outfit because the Men's Warehouse was having a BOGO sale. And so we got some new blazers, some new slacks. We wanted to dress to the T to impress the family. We didn't need to. And so anyways, Royce posted a picture of him and his new threads, and so did I. And I got like 5 likes. Royce got a total of what, 60 likes and just a slurry of comments. And I'm
because
like,
because I have lost a lot of weight,
who the fuck
and they were
is more interested in seeing your dumb
that
face.
I've lost weight. That's all. There's the
your
picture.
Dumb face.
Good man. I gotta tell you,
I've lost 40 pounds total so far. I am wearing normal people pants, not
fucking
husky
Jenny
pants
Craig
anymore.
Commercial over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, seriously.
So. I'm just gonna read some of these comments on here.
Yes,
all you need now.
I'd love to hear that.
Some of them are mean.
Comments, this first one is from Ashley from Antisocial Gamer Radio. He said, all you need now is a new face.
Mean.
Let me see.
Very mean.
Let's see. John Sanzari fucking... never mind. That's
Eric had one that wasn't bad.
Hammy, he's Hammy's HIV dead. Positive. He looks good.
See, guys, it's not helpful.
Tony Capullo, you'll be a hit at Club Blue Boy tonight.
Which is a gay club in South Florida.
Ashley Fuller, it's all for Halloween. Royce wants to be Tom Hanks in Philadelphia. And Marie's going to be Antonio Banderas.
Come on.
That means he has
AIDS. E-Rock called you Detective Batista.
From Dexter. Okay, fine.
Uncle Eddie said your weight and your T-cell count are both plunging lower
okay,
and
guys,
lower.
Guys, that's 3/8 jokes. It's 3/8 jokes already.
Brian Smith, looking good though, no homo, maybe a little homo.
Okay.
And then later he said, oh wow, I can't imagine you jogging a couple feet. Congrats, man.
See, guys, it's like...
Someone called you corporate looking.
I don't really think I look corporate.
Are there any more comments?
Yes, Hippo G. Sean said you still look like a queer to me.
Okay.
Okay.
My friends, guys. These are my friends.
I'm sure there's a few more positive left, right?
No, because I feel like if you hit refresh, there's going to be some really mean ones.
When Sean said that you still look like a queer to me, actually Ashley commented to Sean saying, you're looking at a picture of John Sanzari again, Sean. That made me laugh.
Fine because,
I liked that one.
Yeah.
See, twist. I like twists.
To be 100% honest, real quick, before you guys read any more negative stuff, or not negative, positive slash negative right. stuff, I was with Kelly this weekend, right. and she happened to be like scrolling through Facebook while we were in the car together. And she looked down, she's just like, oh my God, Royce looks really good. And then she showed me the pictures. So there you go.
Thank you. I totally appreciate it. No, like I said, it's don't get me wrong. I'm miserable. My feet look like ground beef. So it's great. It's really great. But great.
No, you look fantastic. Though I would say Lieutenant Batista.
It was kind of funny.
It was actually kind of funny.
It's kind of funny. I like it. Yeah, no, but what? Yeah, like I said, I'm just trying to not have fat guy wedding photos, so whatevs.
Well, you're trying not
then
to.
Then after that, you can just let yourself go.
Yeah, or Marie told you can't.
No, I'm doing it myself.
He did it for him.
Yeah.
No, Marie, come on.
He did it for him.
No, seriously. Okay.
Royce, talk low. She won't hear us if we talk low.
Ooh, she made me do it. Ooh, I had no choice. Ooh.
More like radio, less like crap.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the more like radio cavalcade of stars? Oh, who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
A family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Hey,
Hey, man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Something froze up.
Ah.
You kidding?
And I'm watching, they also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's.
Like the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two. And the guy was like, he basically was like, you need to be quiet, and then asked her for her ID, and her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about? The Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the... the Flight 800 of the Adobe players.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Hi, this is Marianne from Lust and Love. Recently, we decided the show needed more dicks, so we found the manliest man we knew to fill the spot, Dark Fox.
I know this is weird, but my boyfriend broke up with me because my dick is too short. He praised me about my skills and all, but is this a really good reason for a breakup? Because it's really hurting me until now. I can't seem to forget all the memories we had together. I know this can't be the reason, or maybe has he met another guy? I really cannot get over him because once you told me, I love your dick, whilst he was stroking it. That's the reason I will never let go.
Lust and Love, now gayer than ever. And that's saying a lot considering we used to have Hammy on the show. Join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
You're so wrong, but you're so right. I'm hypnotized. You got me hypnotized.
Hey, guys. When you're not listening to my shows, Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas, you should tune in to my pal Doc Fox's radio show called Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Go check him out. He's wicked cool. Totally piss off. We're going to go have some beers over at the bar. Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. More Like Radio. Boom.
You ever wonder what goes on at morelikeradio.com, midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless, and one of them just farted.
Oh, punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on now. Like, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it, like, hit it? The look I just offered him was amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight. MoreLikeRadio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic?
a drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you
I meant
doing?
I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, because do you ever,
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kenny Powers' Extra Innings After School Baseball Class. And now, here is Kenny Powers! Oh,
word.
Fresh.
Dope.
Paper.
Jams.
Badonkadonks.
Straight talk. That's what we're here for today, you guys. I know what you guys are thinking. Who the hell this cracker think he is? Walking up in here, this honky motherfucker. Well, don't be thinking that kind of stuff, guys.
Don't be racist.
Is this cracker ass honky motherfucker? From this day forward, is now the face of you guys. I've chosen to battle on your behalf in the celebrity charity dragon boat race. There's going to be other causes that, frankly, are way more interesting than you guys. Things like Lyme's disease and cleft palates in war-torn countries and rainforests.
Breast cancer for teens.
But don't let that scare you, because I'm going to make a promise to each and every one of you that when I go out there, I will win.
Believe that.
Steven, I got this, okay? I'm here to amend for the atrocities of my ancestors. You think I'm proud to come from a fucking powdered wig, wooden teeth motherfucker?
But George Washington didn't do shit. He can suck my fucking dick. I fucking hate that faggot.
That's street talk, y'all. Hope y'all can get where we're coming from.
We're keeping this real.
So look, I'm looking around this fucking baseball park and it sucks. I get it, man. There's a goddamn swamp in the outfield. There's a used tampon stuck to second base. But now that I'm your leader, all that shit's about to change. I'll crush those other charities in the Dragon Boat Race, and when I do, I will bring back that Skrilla, that cash money, and I'll spend it here. We'll get a goddamn brand new couch. We're gonna change your lives. And I have a feeling that right now, the change has begun.
Hallelujah.
Get ready for victory. You're with the champion now.
Second hour, Tyson Royce.
Hot back two.
MoreLikeRadio.com. If you guys are podcasting us and would like to catch up with us live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight.
Dutch, look at Mitch's camera.
Hold on.
Hi, Dutch.
What are you guys doing?
Are you wearing, are those Royce and Marie masks?
That's really creepy. They have Halloween.
Look at my penises.
Oh, no.
First of all, I can't tell if Sherry is wearing, are you wearing a bikini? Well, wait a second. From that angle, I can't tell. Okay, there you go.
Shut up for a second. More importantly, what are those?
What are those?
The Halloween masks. It's Halloween on Thursday.
Did you print those out just
wanted
now?
Wanted to dress up for the show.
And cut my eyes out. And this is very weird now. I'm creeping me out, bro.
I like it. We should market those at party
Marie's
centers.
Mask, she looks like Kim Jong-un.
Weird.
You really do look like the Korean leader right there with that Marie mask. Because it doesn't look like Marie.
But it's me.
But it's me.
but it kind of looks like Kim Jong-un.
You took...
I have so many scarves.
You...
That's not something I say.
It is.
Have I said that? I mean, I do have more than one.
If you guys aren't watching us and you're podcasting, you have to check out morelikeradio.com Tuesdays.
Someone screen cap it. Just
10 to midnight. And check out the live video feed of when we do the show, because this is priceless.
This is why I keep saying these two need to have their own TV show on TLC.
Yeah, they really do.
They're getting crazier every week.
Oh, by the way, the little cottage that we stayed in the beach only had one channel on DirecTV. I swear to God, and that was the Home and Garden channel. So the entire weekend, we were watching the Home and Garden channel.
By day three, we were convinced that we could flip houses better than the people. We were convinced
that we were really good at flipping houses.
And
we watched enough
of
it.
We should just get real estate licenses. That's where the money's at, bro.
What's great about Mitch and Sherry is not only do they think about that, but they went out of their way to get that printed up to like face size, cut it out.
Do you know how excited we both were to do this?
Put it on popsicle sticks and then cut the eyes out.
Do you know how much that creeped me out?
What I love about Mitch and Sherry is their follow through and commitment. You don't just say a bit and then laugh at it and then move on. They do it. They will follow through to the end and make sure that it is there.
No, we came up with this idea like last Thursday. Like, you know what's going to make them hate me so much? Is if we make life-size printouts of them and then wear their faces as our Halloween mask.
Correction. Royce would hate you. I love the idea.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going for.
Anyways, our number is 954-5.
Dutch hates the idea because he doesn't have a Dutch lookalike mask.
Yeah, no, I'm just.
And it's all about him.
Not about me.
I thought about doing it, but all of your pictures are so shitty. There was none I could work
with.
You
should have gotten a small one to put on your toy wooden doll.
A little Dutch face on the wooden doll. You should put a little Dutch face on your wooden doll that molested it.
Then molested
it. No.
What?
Do like a cartoon size face with Royce's head on that thing.
I already said you, Dutch. Don't throw me under the bus.
There you go.
Don't worry. She's working on it.
You know what I look like, Dutch?
Look at my guns.
You know, like when you're watching the NBA games and those guys are holding the signs of their faces? That's what it looks like.
It really is a fat head.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Jesus Christ.
You guys are my favorite. So do we have a song or something for...
Well, thank you for taking the reins of the show, Marie. I was going to throw it to that.
What's
but
it called?
I wasn't running on Marie speed.
No. Hold on. What's it called?
It's called
I
like our acronym so much better than what we used to call it. WLTBMTY.
Can I do this proper?
Go.
All right, let's do a transition real quick. Hey, everybody. Welcome to We Listen to Better Music Than You.
Also known as Wumpadoodles.
This week, it comes out of the Perez Hilton camp.
By the way, his camp, all the tents, rainbowed.
Very rainbowed. Very gay. And he apparently released a song with Distorted Reality. And you guys can thank this to... my lovely girlfriend Kelly for saying this to me. Apparently, this is the you know what? No setup needed. Here you go. Okay. Just listen to this awesomeness. Well, Mitch, you want to dance? I see it.
I have been.
Greetings, citizens.
Oh no. Nice straight guy, I like this.
We are living in the age in which the pursuit of all values other than money, success, fame, glamour have either been discredited or destroyed.
Money, okay, you two doing that does not make this better.
Glamour, for we are living in the age of the thing. Money, success, fame, glamour. Money, success, fame, glamour. Money, success, fame, glamour.
money, success, fame, glamour, money, success, fame, glamour, money, success.
Can you guys guess what the name of the song is?
Where do I stand? 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 Money, success, fame, glamour.
The name of the song is MSFG by Distorted Reality and Perez Hilton. So, hold on. Let's listen to some more. Oh, this is where Perez Hilton is not singing, and it's just Distorted Reality. Oh, Sherry, nice ass. Good stuff, right?
Dutch, bro, don't talk over the breakdown.
Champagne, sex, and Vegas. For we are living in the age of the DJ. Money, success.
Did they? Never mind. Money, we're living in the age success. Of the DJ. Well, no, it was the whole, like, something, sex, babies. Is that what they said? Sex, hold babies. On, listen. No.
Well, that is a rule.
Number two, Madonna always works. Strike a pose. And number three, when Dutch. All else fails, just play techno.
Dutch. This is, by the way, the number one.
Look at their
story.
Wooden dolls, Dutch. Dutch, look at their wooden dolls. Dutch, please. Look at their faces.
Oh my God. Is that me?
It's probably. Oh.
It sure is. It's you and Kelly dancing along with
the
song.
How did you get that quickly? This is creepy. I don't like you too.
The wooden dolls. Leave those up there for a second so Dennis could take a nice screenshot.
So my poor girlfriend can see the horror that is you two.
That is. You guys are serial
killers.
It's not
her fault that you associate with people like me. It is your fault.
You're crazy. You're fucking crazy people. Oh, come on. You see, now you guys are touching each other's peepees. Okay, guys. Guys, now you're 69. Now your wooden dolls are 69.
This is not good.
This is the first off, that's not even how they do it.
This is so not good. I mean, we do that a lot. But
yeah, but Dutch and her are way more stiff.
You know what's funny, though? What's funny to me is...
Are you fucking a dog, Dutch?
Apparently, my doll is not fucking a dog. The fact that Sherry had the... You printed it out and then cut it up in that amount of time? Like, you had no time to do that.
She's
a pro.
The thing that's funny to me is I posted the screen cap of what's been going on into our More Like Radio fan page. And Facebook wants to tag not only the actual faces of me and Royce, but the printout faces of me and Royce.
It's very funny.
Sherry is in the back trying to set the dolls up.
I'm hovering on the cutout face of Royce with the black eyes, and Facebook says, "Want to tag Royce Lopez?"
Why,
yes or
I
no?
Do.
Yes,
I do want to tag
Yes,
Marie.
I do. How does it know? How does it know? It's frightening.
So anyways, Perez Hilton.
It's really good
shit, right?
That was a phenomenal song. I appreciated it. I liked the beat. I liked its instructional, informative lyrics about not puking in a club.
Yes.
And how you will be more successful if you don't do those things. So, I mean, you know, when I was in high school, the song in the club was...
When you were in high school.
When I was in the clubs in college... The song was Get Low, and all the drunk girls appreciated it because it told you what to do. You know, you get low, and then get low, and get low. And so we followed those instructions, and we got laid. Now, Perez is doing the same, but it's like, don't puke. And you're like, all right, cool. Hey, remember this jam? This is my jam. Oh!
Oddly enough, this is like one of the early songs I played at the Halloween party.
Really?
And it got everyone on the floor.
Exactly, because you get everyone...
anybody who's like in their mid to late 20s,
which is us. We all love this because this was our college jam.
Right, because this came out, I think, in like 2003, so we were all probably
freshmen
in early high.
I was a freshman.
Days.
I was a freshman. I was going to the G-ville clubs, and I was wearing the short skirts and the high heels and drinking Wells shit ass vodka and cranberry juice.
You whorebag.
And it was just smelly and gross, and you had to take the bus
sweat
back
down
to
the guy's
dorms.
Balls. And all these bitches crawl.
And all skeet, 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 skeet. Yeah, because you couldn't say motherfucker.
Exactly.
I remember when white people still didn't know what skeet meant.
I remember that too.
Yeah, I love how you say that like you're not white. By the way, how sad were you guys that Lou Reed died?
He did?
I don't care.
Thank you.
Wait, what?
No, thank you.
Lou Reed died?
I know what
worst
you're going
musician
for.
Worst musician of all time, and everybody who's like a hipster about music like tries to say, oh, Lou Reed was like instrumental. No, he wasn't. Fuck it. He was like the lead singer of Velvet Underground, which was a terrible
Velvet
band.
Velvet Revolver.
I meant to say Velvet Underground. I apologize. I would listen to this every day over anything Lou Reed ever did.
Oh, wait, Lou Reed did that song?
Lou Reed did Get Low by Little John and the East Train.
No, the one that Royce was doing.
But
oh, that's
kids. Know,
yes, Lou Reed did change my life.
But I want to know if you scared.
I am
you
so
scared.
Sad now.
Are you scared? Who's scared? You scared?
I'm not scared. I'm a ski
scared,
motherfucker.
As long as I know where to stand.
Where do I stand?
That's where you stand.
Do you know how many women got date raped after this song?
Oh, it was awesome.
So many women wearing a thong and short skirts and bending low, and the boys just
thought I established the fact that date rape isn't a real thing.
Just boop?
It really is, Dutch.
Just
how boop. How many boops do you think happened to this song? Just think about it. Just think about it. Okay, so you're in a tight shirt and a little flowy skirt that's loose, and it says to get low, and of course the girls keep their legs straight and just bend their waist down to show
that.
And
then this happens.
And you've been grinding up all night, and you know, it climaxes to this song, and at this point there's a chub in the pants, and the guy just boop.
I don't think
you know what happened.
I don't think that's the noise.
You know that's what happens. But seriously, Lou Reed died, and it's really sad. Whoop. Is that a dodgeball sound effect?
Yes, it is. That's why I'm laughing. It's fun. I don't have that, but I do.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Lou Reed. I mean, like, dude, every pretentious hipster is going to come out and say, oh my God, Lou Reed. Because I'm looking like just 21 Lou Reed songs you need to hear. No, he talked his way through. He couldn't sing and he was half retarded.
Let's read it. I see it. It's a BuzzFeed article, right? I see it.
Cornex says,
where do I
bullfuck,
stand?
Listen to Perfect Day, great song. Here, let me play one of the songs, the song Cornex wants me to play.
Where do I stand?
I mean, yeah, Lou Reed, like, I knew who he was, but I don't care. He's an old guy. Old people die.
No, they don't.
Sometimes.
Sometimes they do. Wait, what are you playing, Royce? Because I have the
Perfect Day, Lou Reed, which is the one the Cornex says we need to listen to. Because he likes.
By the way, Marie, I don't want to play this list.
Yeah, you don't want to?
There's so many songs.
You don't want to play...
I want to listen to them in full.
Just one
but
after
the
another.
Live extended cut
perfect,
with a jam.
Perfect Day, you said?
Drink sangria in the park.
I'm bored.
It's terrible. Later,
I'm bored.
It's terrible. This is a terrible idea.
Bored already. So bored. This is boring.
Wait, is this a Lou Reed song you're playing?
Yep.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's called Perfect Day. It's number 11 on the 21 songs that you should hear.
Okay,
Lou Reed.
Then we should probably start.
Oh, Lou Reed made elevator music. I get it. Everyone's been in an elevator.
Oh, I'm gonna.
All right, Marie, go ahead. Let's play him.
Hey, when I'm in an elevator, where do I stand?
You stand away from the button.
Where do I stand?
Where do I stand?
Okay, play one of them, Mariana. All right,
This is the number one song of all the songs, Lou Reed.
I like the title because I'm still waiting for a man.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
And people say we monkey around. Get to it!
Everyone has AIDS.
And that's where I tap out.
Okay, next
one. So he's like Bob Dylan, but not as popular.
Next one. I want to hear. One of them's going to be good. Come on. What's the next one?
All right, we're going to play the tap out game. Okay, so go. I start playing it, and you guys tell me when you tap.
Go. But really try. Really try.
Tap.
Here's the thing.
9 seconds.
No.
I tapped.
Here's the thing, though. Like, with Velvet Underground, and I've heard their stuff, the music's not terrible. It's Lou Reed is the problem with all of their music.
You know, I'm not going to lie. When you said Lou Reed died for a second, I thought you meant Lou Bega.
Oh, that would have been that would have been way worse.
That would have been a true heartbreaker.
That's why I got really sad for a second, and then I realized it was Lou Reed. I was like, oh, no one cares. Lou Bega, though. Oh, that's terrible. All right, seriously, number three, Heroin. Tell me when you tap. Because this is 7 minutes long. This is a 7-minute song.
I can't. Hold on, Marie. Can I tap out of this bit?
No.
Oh, you tapped? It's another 9 seconds.
Okay, what's
tap out of this
one?
Bit.
No, we're doing this. Go.
All right.
I don't want to do this.
It's happening. No,
this is how you, this is how you get through.
No,
this
make is how, peace with it, Dutch.
This is how you get through a list of 21 terrible songs. It's called the Tap Out Game. Number four, White Light, White Heat.
White Trash.
White Trash.
Tap.
Okay, next.
18 seconds.
Terrible. Can we at least
I would have kept it until.
Here's the thing. When Lou Reed actually sings, we can tell how bad music
fine,
is.
Let it go.
Yeah, but
fine,
he waits too long.
Okay,
it's
let
like,
it go.
Dude, all right. It's like in the middle of Mona Lisa, someone comes in and just starts flicking paint at the canvas and goes, there you go. That's art. Like, no, boom. It's not. Sorry, when your lead singer blows a bag of assholes, no.
There he's singing. There you go.
This is Candy Says.
I've come to hate my body.
I already hate it. I already hate it.
And all that it requires.
I'll wait until someone else taps. I apparently have the least amount of patience.
I tapped already.
Okay, Mitch tapped.
It's terrible.
So far we have not made it 30 seconds into any song. Maybe Pale Blue Eyes will be better. Maybe you guys like Pale Blue Eyes. Do you guys like this song? Where do I stand?
Hold on.
This one, you know what?
Here we go, hold on. Sometimes give it 30 so seconds.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel so sad.
Top 21 songs heard in Macy's.
I hate it.
Sometimes I feel so happy.
That was 18 seconds when I hated it.
But mostly you just make me mad.
Don't worry, be happy.
Feels maybe like he doesn't know how to stay on
make
key.
Me mad. Linger on.
Ugh.
That's a terrible place. No, I'm tapping.
43 seconds. Joel, you have patience. You have patience, my friend.
I did.
So you don't want to hear Sweet Jane? Because maybe Sweet Jane's good.
Bum, bum, bum.
That's Sweet Caroline.
That's Caroline.
This song needs more guitars. There's only 17 of them. We need like 13 more guitars.
It's one of those songs where everyone just kind of shows up and starts jamming with no like.
Here we go.
Suitcase in my hand.
This is the first one I haven't hated yet.
How thin is his voice? There's no vibrato. There's no muscle behind it.
I'll tell you exactly what it is. He was a huge Bob Dylan fan, obviously, so he was trying to mimic
him. Bob Dylan is such an asshole.
I love Bob Dylan.
Fuck him.
No, I like Bob Dylan.
You know Bob Dylan. Dude, are you serious right now? Pause, Marie.
Okay, I've completely got distracted from the song because
shut up.
Mitch.
Hold on, time out, time out. Mitch, you don't like Bob Dylan.
No, I do like Bob Dylan. Yes, I do. I do like Bob Dylan.
This is going to become a huge rift in our friendship, I feel. Like, why do you like Bob Dylan?
I don't know. I've always just liked him.
Oh, the Watchtower.
Man, how does it feel?
Okay, not so much as like
tiny guys who can't sing.
His older stuff, yeah, I like his older stuff. But his newer thing,
stuff.
His newer, that not so much that, but his older.
Newer, dude, the guy's like 1,002 years old. He hasn't done anything new since 82. Before you were born.
Say I'm not watching him still tour, but.
But dude, his music. He is a terrible musician. His music is terrible. No, it's not that I don't get it.
I didn't say you get it.
Here you go. This is the thing about Bob Dylan. Oh, he's a great songwriter. Okay, he had one good song that wrote all along the Watchtower, which was obviously covered by Hendrix, which is a way better version than what he
did.
Fuck.
Whoa, what?
Dylan. Fuck Bob Dylan.
Hendrix covered that?
Never heard it.
What are you talking about?
All in the Watchtower?
I'm kidding. Dutch, everyone's heard it.
No, I'm sorry. I'm passionate right now. I hate anybody who thinks they're actually a Bob Dylan fan. You're not a Bob Dylan fan. What part of hearing somebody who's nasally being off tune sounds appeasing to you musically, Mitchell?
It was his other stuff before the nasally stuff.
Like what? Name a song.
It was all the same. Dude, my father was a huge fan. Believe me, I've heard everything Dylan-esque, and you're not making any points. He sounded the same from day one than he did now. Everybody says that. Like, oh, it was his earlier stuff. No, you're making a hipster argument right now, to be 100% honest.
What?
I hate to say it. No, you're being hipster right now, man. Stop it. Stop it. I love you too much.
So what songs did you like?
Yeah, like name one of them you liked.
Name one of the early songs you liked.
Knocking on Heaven's Door. Tangled Up in Blue. Actually, Lay Lady Lay. I like that one a lot.
That, again, way better cover by Bob Marley.
What about the Story of the Hurricane? That's a fun one.
They're not good songs, Mitch. They're terrible. Every single one you've mentioned so far, it's still just as nasally.
So you like this one?
I do like this one a lot.
Now, hold on, guys. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Which one of the Fantastic Four was he? The one that stretched his arms out?
No, that's not. Lay, 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 lay.
Lay across my big breast, babe. Lay across my big ass penis. That's what he should have said. Lay, lay, lay,
lay. Lay, you don't like this, Dutch? You know what? You're just being a hater.
Just because you can extend the sound of your voice in talking voice doesn't make you a singer. And you see them shine. Oh my god. Oh, not nasally at all, Mitch.
He may be a little nasally, but I like him.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You hate him.
You can't tell me what to think.
This
you're not Obama.
You know it.
So what I'm hearing?
Hey, excuse me, ma'am. Do you have these in a size 8? Size in the back? Okay, I'll wait.
So what I'm hearing is
what it feels like. It feels like I'm waiting at a mall and someone's like gonna look for shoes.
But why don't you guys like Bob Dylan?
No.
It's better than Lou Reed.
I hate him.
It's better than Lou Reed.
Oh, I have something to show you that you're going to hate. Hold on.
Oh, my God. I hope it's his penis.
Oh, that only makes me excited.
I love Mitch.
Well, what can it possibly be? He already had a full-size mask of me, so what else can it be? Okay. Hi, Sherry. Hi, with my mask again. Hi, it's really creepy that I'm waving at myself. I'm like that. Hi, okay. It's weird.
I enjoyed the gun show picture.
Okay, I can see why the flexing thing would be annoying now.
Oh, when you put your face next to it? And somebody else does it, now you don't like it anymore?
Hey, okay, bitch. I found it. Here it is. This is No Direction Home, the documentary that Martin Scorsese made about Bob Dylan. Do you not like
Martin
that,
Martin Scorsese can suck a bag of dicks,
it's a two-disc set. There are two discs in this set.
Fuck him.
You know, as far back as I can remember, I wanted to be a crooner.
Sucks.
So you like Bob Dylan?
I like Bob Dylan.
Romney, he sucks!
Oops, wrong one.
I think it still worked, though.
Thing sucks!
That's what I meant to press.
I think they both worked.
Oh, good. Sherry changed her profile picture to be the Rourke's mask.
Great.
So creepy.
Oh, I love that nothing ever makes Royce feel awkward, but somehow you guys found a way to make Royce feel awkward, and it makes me so happy. This makes me so very, 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 very happy. Thanks, guys.
Something else I saw recently, it just reminded me because of the stupid party I was at, and the difference between the dumb kids that were coming in and all the 30-somethings that were in there. The difference between a 20-something party versus a 30-something party?
Money.
Well, first of all, like 20-something parties, the fun doesn't really start going until 11:30.
True.
Whereas a 30-something party, everybody arrives promptly at 8 o'clock. And correct. Actually, this last party, people actually started showing up at around 9. So.
Yep. Good, good. Don't stay up too late. We're tired. We have to work in the morning.
Here's the thing, though. Do you guys even go to parties anymore?
No, we don't have friends.
Well, is that your fault?
No, no one lives around here. It's Royce's fault. We like.
I feel like it is Royce's fault. If, I don't know. I feel like Marie would be like the type to actually make friends with people and be like, hey, we should go to parties with them. And then Royce is just like, goes to one party and then never gets invited back.
Yeah, that sounds about right. What?
I don't feel this is right because this fucking bullshit. And first off, that's true, but Marisha's the biggest foolish, just as full of shit because she's the same way. It's you. Marie makes it sound like she's this fucking party animal. By 11 o'clock, she's falling asleep at whatever booth we're at whatever bar we're in, and I got to fucking
11
wake
o'clock?
Her up.
Wow, Marie, you stay up late.
Yeah. No, I'm a party animal.
Yeah.
With the 20s, you invite a million people and don't care how many people are coming. When you're in the 30s and have a party, if your guest rolls in with five of her friends and didn't RSVP, you get pissed. Which happened this last weekend. Fuck, I'm in the 30-somethings now.
Yes, you are. So, okay, how much of what the party was that you were at came true based off of this list that you're reading now?
Everything so far, because here's the next one. It said 20s, just throw your stuff wherever. It doesn't matter. When you're in your 30s, you gather coats and put them on your bed or in an actual coat rack.
Right, because you have thoughtfulness.
Exactly. A punch at 20-something party, a vat of sun-kissed orange soda, and pop-off. I'm assuming that's like
cheap vodka.
Vodka, okay. In your 30s, everyone brings a bottle of red wine.
Oh, of course.
I have never been to a party
with
red wine.
BYO wine.
20s, huddling into a bedroom to do drugs. Oh my God, dude. I can remember going to parties when I was in my 20s to like, hey, Joe's got coke. Oh, he's got coke? Okay, cool. When we go back. Okay,
go to the bedroom in the back. The bedroom, and just don't tell anybody. I don't have a lot. Bedroom in the back.
I don't have a lot. Back. Just you, me, and Joe are going to do it. Okay. So, all right.
No, don't tell Joe's girlfriend.
Not now. No. Okay, 20 minutes.
I don't
know
care.
Anything,
you know,
I'll come
Susan.
Up to you.
Susan's going to do all of it. So Joe could come, but not his fucking girlfriend. All right.
Royce. I'll come up to you. I'll tap you on the shoulder when it's time to go. But when I tap you on the shoulder, you got to get at least a minute and then go back to the bathroom.
And then you know what happens? Then you're like,
I'll have a line there prepared for you.
And then you'll be like, oh, we need to get more. Then you leave the party early because you're like, we need to get more. Now we need more. And then now you're like, you're gone. The party, you were there for 5 minutes. And you're like, where can we get more? And then it just turns out you're just sitting in your house doing drugs while Adult Swim is on.
Fuck, dude. I had a half a line, man. And now, like, I'm jonesing and yeah. I have nowhere to get it.
Fuck.
And then this is your fault. This is your fault, dude.
Before you know it, you're in the seediest part of town. Fucking
getting shitty. No, but you send your friend to go get it and you give him a 20 and then right. you and me are sitting in a room going,
it's coming back.
It's been 15 minutes. Why isn't it back?
It's only be 15. It shouldn't be this long.
Where dude, it's like a half hour drive.
You think he did the coke? He probably just did the coke, didn't he?
I'm sure he probably did, but like, dude, he's a good guy. I can vouch for him.
Now we're screwed.
Right.
Let's just go home. Party over.
And here's the thing. In the 30s, huddling in a bedroom to look at someone's wedding dress Pinterest board.
Oh, my God. My bridesmaid totally has one for me. And we would totes get wine and look at it together.
Oh, my God.
Nailed it.
That is such a great contrast to you had no contribution to what Royce and I were talking about, and then all of a sudden, oh my God,
Pinterest!
Oh Lordy,
bachelorette party, woo!
At a 20-something party, you're checking out somebody. At a 30-something party, you're checking out someone's Vitamix. Oh, it's a juicer.
Okay, it is a juicer. It's an amazing juicer. My parents have one. It's awesome. It does everything.
You are so old, but you're so young. How old are you now? You're like 27, right? 28?
28.
Okay. You're like 40.
Yup.
In my opinion. That's how I view you. I really do view you as a lot older than Royce.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Okay, cool.
20-something's party, you're dancing to the latest tunes. 30-something party, you're discussing your passionate feelings about Jonathan Franzen.
Who?
I have no idea.
I'll just replace that with somebody I care about.
I'll skip her past that. Food is a couple of bags of random tortilla chips in a 20-something's party. And 30-something party, someone brought something homemade in an uber fancy show off how good that they are at cooking.
Yes. You know,
I've had that.
The last party that we threw, we decided to make pulled pork sliders that instead of having the bun being like store-bought buns, we made cornbread muffins and split the muffins in half and put the pulled pork that we've been cooking all day on there. And then we made our own coleslaw and then we made little pulled pork sliders. It was amazing.
Isn't that so fun?
Yes.
Royce, was this your idea or hers?
It was me and Tiffany's idea. But Royce made the pulled pork.
And you showed up at a party with that?
No, we hosted the party.
Oh, okay. That's different.
I guess so.
I guess this is like people who like just show up at the party. And the picture they show is like a lobster entree.
You're a lobster
entree. I'm not
going to
give my friends fucking lobster.
Fuck that. I'm going to eat it. Here's the thing. Here's for any listeners, if you're going to any person's party, the number one best thing you could possibly bring is any kind of alcohol. It's just gauge in the party. It's either beer or wine or hard alcohol. Just gauge what your friends are feeling that night.
I always bring the laughs.
I wish you could say that for every week on the show.
Where do I stand?
I'm known for bringing baklava because I'm really good at it. People always ask.
Here you go. This relates to the last part I had. 20-something's party. Your neighbors asked you to turn your music down. 30s, you asked to turn your music down.
Well, yeah, because I can't hear the conversation.
Exactly, especially if we're talking about baklava.
Yeah.
I don't know, because part of that's true, but I do see that, but the food stuff and that, but it's not, they're making that sound a lot more mature. If you're at our house, it's not a mature situation. Like, you're not having wine and cheese party and bullshit like
it's
that.
It's not a mature situation. Well, I mean,
you have the wine, you have the food, but you're also just saying racist things, mostly for no reason.
Yeah, these lists should include how racist we are.
Thank you. Might bring it back together here. Okay, in your 20s, that one person brings an ironic six-pack of Smirnoff Ice.
Pat says, I love listening to Dutch slurring. Hammy says, so you love listening to Dutch talking at any given time.
And in their 30s, that one person brings their baby.
We don't have baby. Those friends. Those are gross.
I don't like baby parties.
Baby parties are the worst. They can't
drink.
I don't get it.
I don't get what you girls are like, oh, yeah, baby, it's like, yeah, they spit up. It's not adorable.
Check out my baby. Where do I stand?
Yeah, that's great. Fucking
I
baby.
Can't get away from them.
Baby spits up on a girl. Oh, my God, it's so cute. I spit up on a girl, and I'm an alcoholic. So go
touch
fuck yourself.
Touch my baby. Hold my baby. Kiss my baby. No.
That was the other thing. When Marie showed up there,
oh my God.
Ryan's wifey was like, by the end
you
of the
week. You know, I call her the old ball and chain.
Yeah. By the end of the weekend, I'll have you holding the baby. Marie's like, I bet you won't. And she goes, I bet you I will. And I looked at her and I go, no, you don't understand. Marie will not hold that baby before this weekend's over. I go, my money is on Marie because Marie will tumble that baby to the ground and go, not in my house.
Not in my house.
Oh, that baby.
Matumbo. And it's true. Did I not touch that baby the whole weekend?
Not in my house.
I didn't even look that baby in the eyes.
No.
Oh, dude.
Don't you get that baby near me. Everyone knows if you get close to a baby, you get pregnant. That's how it works.
Here's the thing is that, like, I think I'm in the same boat as you and Marie in the fact that, like, Kelly and I, we don't have kids, obviously. And it's just, all my friends have kids. And, like, it's hard for us ever to get together. And when we do, it's like, because I love their kids. Don't get me wrong, but.
No, you don't.
It's just, no, you don't. Well, I hate them. I hate them more than anything in the world. No.
Where do I stand?
Where do I. Why does that. Never mind. I'll talk to you about it off air. Because I feel like we're getting too inside at this point.
All right, for anyone that's tuning in late, Ryan got married, and the little girl that was
adorable.
She didn't know where to stand, so she kept asking. There, end of story.
End of story.
I thought we had a pretty vague at that point.
Where do I stand?
It doesn't need to be vague. Where do I stand? I'm a child. I don't know where to stand. I don't know where to stand. I'm a child. Where do I stand? 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 Mom, 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 mom. Where do I stand? Mom, where do I stand? Mom, mom, mom. Hey, hey, hey. Where do I stand? 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 Hey, hey, hey. Can I hold the stand? Boom. Kiss.
So yeah, like I'm an uncle now.
Oh no.
And my parents are very happy grandparents.
Totes excited though.
Oh. So the best part about the whole weekend for me was Sunday. I talked to my parents on Sundays and so I called them up this Sunday to just tell them what I did. Last Sunday I couldn't tell them what I was going to do because I was told not to say anything, but afterwards I was like, yeah, you know, Ryan got married. We went up to Savannah and everything. And my mom just goes, oh, that's nice. I love my mom. Oh, that's nice. So what's she like? Well, she has two kids. Oh, that must warm his heart. Yeah, sure.
I feel like I'm going to get along with your family a lot.
With whose family? My family or
yours?
Royce's family?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, I already know the Lopez family, but I'm talking about your family, like when I go to the wedding for.
Oh my god, you and my mom are going to just have so many laughs.
Gonna fuck so much. Wait, what?
Whoa, no.
Is your mom hot?
My mom is hot for 60.
Really? Or that's right. You're the youngest.
I am youngest by a long shot.
I'll tell you this: Marie will never be fat.
Keep forgetting. Oh, she's a skinny broad.
Yeah, she's still skinny. She's not.
My mom can still do a split.
Mm-hmm.
She runs 5 to 7 miles a couple of times a week. Does ballet, does yoga, all that fun stuff. My mom is where it's at.
I've always had fun with our Armenians. So
she's not Armenian. My dad's the Armenian.
Oops.
My mom is English and Norwegian.
You're part Norwegian?
I'm a fourth Norwegian.
I had no idea.
Well, now you know.
Well,
boom.
There you go, but
Thorson, motherfucker. That's right. And I went to Norway and I saw that tombstone. I know where my ancestry comes from.
Did you eat a lot of rotten fish while you were over there?
I had fresh fish. I didn't have rotten fish. I wasn't that adventurous.
Where do I stand?
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 It's so distracting. Just shut up. Jesus Christ. Children. Here, let me spill my drink on you because I'm hyper.
Oh, yeah, that happened too.
What happened?
She spilled her drink on her grandma because she was hyper.
Was that what you projected from it, or was that actual?
No, exactly, she was being hyper. She knocked her drink over after her grandmother could obviously tell that she was going to knock the drink. You know how grandmothers have that sixth sense? Like, here, let me move the cup away. She moves the cup away from the kid.
And she's by the way, that's something, knock it over. That's something that I will give grandparents. They have that ninja sense. I don't know what it is with kids.
They really do.
Even when I was little, I remember, like, my grandfather would just grab the cup and move it 2 inches, and sure as shit, 2 seconds later, my hand would have been right where the cup was. It's weird. It's like a fucking spider sense.
Because they've been through it a lot.
Yeah.
But this kid was so hyper that she still knocked it over anyways, even after the grandmother moved it, and knocked it all over grandma. All over it. Like, ice cold water, the whole cup. Full. And, yeah, where do I stand? So.
You want to hold the baby, Marie?
No. No, I don't. No, I don't. You know what was weird?
What?
That she's like 100 pounds, like wet, and she ordered 2 meals.
Oh, yeah, it was weird.
She ordered...
Meth.
She ordered 2 entrees.
Coke.
Just like, she's like, I'll just take one to go. Who does that?
Here, I probably would because I'm a huge fan of leftovers.
On vacation?
Okay, maybe not so much.
On your wedding night?
Oh, yeah, wedding night. That's a weird time to eat a pasta meal. And then
I like
meal.
Pasta. She yelled that in Renee's face after she ordered 2 entrees.
And apparently we figured out that she really does not like when people use the term cool beans.
Oh, yes.
So, of course.
Oh, my God, cool beans.
And it wasn't like a throwaway comment. She announced it to the table. Who says cool beans? Cool beans is weird. And I'm thinking, that was the only time in the whole weekend I smiled. And I just go, you just told me something you don't like. I'm going to do this for the rest of my natural born life to you.
So she sends a message. She sends a message to everyone, thanking everybody. And Marie's response was?
Cool beans.
Oh, no. The worst.
I'm not the worst. I'm not the worst. There's a lot of things worse than me. Yeah. I found this out. There's a lot of things that could be worse than me. I'm actually quite pleasant. I'm good. Don't worry about me. Don't you worry about me.
Here's the thing. I'm actually really worried about this wedding.
No, you're not.
I mean, you too.
No, you're
you mean
not.
Ryan's wedding?
Why?
It's already over. No need
why?
To worry about it.
Not that one, stupid.
Why are you worried about our wedding?
It's just, I feel like you're going to become... No, here's the thing. You are primed to be a bridezilla.
Me? I know, Dutch, but don't worry. I'm going to tone it
yeah,
down.
Yeah, exactly, Royce. And it's like, I don't...
Why am I primed?
I don't know. Something about this whole nonsense. Because here's the thing. You're comfortable with screaming at me. And everybody who's going to be there. So, no, listen to me. Like, when you're comfortable, because we've had screaming matches before, like, we've known the radio for a long time, right? So, when you're comfortable being an asshole to somebody right to their face, that gives you more leeway to be a bridezilla to those people.
You know what? I'll defer this to Royce, because how many things have we said off air about how excited we are that we're going to have Joel as our DJ.
She has really been very excited that you're going to be there and be DJing.
Well, no, on me. I'm just talking about like when I get there and I have to sit there uncomfortably. It's not on me. It's me watching my best friend Royce get emasculated by his girl.
Nah, she won't do that. She's not like that.
She won't do that?
She's not like that.
Okay.
Because I'll hit her right in her face.
And I know it.
Right in her fucking face.
I know that.
She knows where to stand.
I know where I stand. Because I'm an adult.
All right, time to wrap up, Dutch. I'm tired.
Yeah, I am too. All right, everybody. Oh, Marie, why you better than everybody?
Because I know where I stand.
Exactly. Mitchell.
I am better than you because I know about penises.
Oh. Sherry.
I'm better than you because I have the best Halloween costume.
So weird.
Costume.
Costume.
It's hard to talk. And
Royce.
I'm better than you because Stan, where do I?
I don't know what that means. Where and I'm better than you because I am playing a very abstract Will Smith
wow, you're so
song
cool.
To get us out of here.
You're so trendy and hip.
Yes. Well, I used to love this album. So. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night. And I'm sure you won't. 7 to 9, More Like Radio, Hippo Juice. Download our shows on YouTube. Or sorry, not YouTube.
Oh, one last thing. We get a chance to meet Lance from Leet Speakers over the weekend. Because I don't know if you guys are aware, that's our new brother-in-law. That's how
Lance is related to
Lance and Leah are brother and sister. That's how they met.
Wow. And Kyle is roommates or was with.
Yes. So we've also met Lance, and Lance is super cool.
We like Lance?
We like Lance.
Okay, nice. Cool. Can you tell Lance to put a show up or something?
All right. Well,
Mitch, you'll be happy to know.
Lance, we got problems with you already.
It is
already,
not
stupid.
Lance's fault.
Mitch, I screamed
upload
at him.
Your show,
it is
asshole.
Not Lance's fault.
I know.
So all anyway.
Right, let's wrap it up. I'm tired. Bye.
Should I attack more or what?
Bye.
Bye.
No, don't tell me bye. I'm closing the show. So, hey. Blech. iTunes, just look up Hippo Juice, Dutch and Royce, our lead speakers, or any of the shows on More Like Radio. If anything, you should probably just look up More Like Radio on iTunes. You get all the shows right there.
Right there. One fell swoop.
Just repeat what I say. I don't know.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
I'll hit you out the ballpark. You just all talk. Don't be looking at my script. You can't play my part. See, I'm a rapper, that's an actor. You act rap with no heart. The way that I compose those flows like Mozart. It's something like a symphony when I'm orchestrating them. Ever since the days of me and Jeff at the Palladium. All my life I've been the cream of the crop. Shopping a dream. Now I got a crop full of cream.